Welcome back to the Sneak Diss, your weekly podcast on sneakers, sports, culture, and other nonsense, made by sneakerheads for sneakerheads. Find the podcast streaming on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, YouTube, and on the website, which is updated daily at www.thesneakdiss.com. Get at us on Twitter at @the_sneakdiss, Instagram at @thesneakdiss, and check out the Facebook page, The Sneak Diss Podcast. And now, on to the Sneak Diss.
Follow us or else.
Episode 41.
This podcast.
Ryan, Greg, George, no George is out sick. Stuff coming out of every end.
He must have ate something bad.
Number 41. Who's 41?
So I'm looking up right now.
Dirk Nowitzki.
Yes,
that's probably the best 41
Dirk
of all time.
Dirk is our 41.
Glenn Rice.
I just gonna say Glenn Rice for number 41. Somebody on the Raiders.
You know, there's some baseball pitchers,
but I can't see who it
John
is.
John Lackey.
I don't know.
What team is John Lackey?
This referee wore number 41.
Yes, a referee. Gosh, I think that might be the 41s I could think of. Wes Unseld, Bullets.
Bullets, yeah.
76, I think. I don't know what year it was in.
How did we not say Reggie Miller for 31? We got to go back and see who.
You sure we didn't?
I don't know. I'm going to have to go back and listen to that.
I don't know why we said for 31. We probably didn't say anybody back then.
We might not have.
What are we talking about today? Do you know?
Do I know? Yeah, of course I know. I know. I come here, I come to the Sneak Diss prepared. I take this very seriously. We're going to talk about our New Year's. We celebrated the New Year. Get into our NFL playoff picks. And then we'll talk about whether or not Nike can reclaim the throne of best sneaker company for 2017. We'll talk about Westbrook and James Harden. And then we're going to talk about the top five most annoying things that sneakerheads do.
And I actually have quite a bit.
I have a lot. Like, I actually did.
Lot.
I did six because, like, it was just too many. So I actually have an honorable mention, and all of mine might hurt some feelings. So
they all might hurt some feelings.
So I apologize.
But I'm not going to act like we might not have done any of these at some point in our lives.
I've definitely done a couple
of these.
I've
done a few of these.
Not all of these, but a couple of these things. But first, we'll get into, and this should be the last time that you have anything for this segment until May of 2017. It's now the Week of Pickups.
Reverse Shatter Backboards, which I want to give a shout out to the homie Christian Marquez, I believe his name is. Man, super homie, Chicago, or Illinois, I don't know if he's from Chicago. Foot Action said they restocked, hit me up. Listen to the podcast all the time. It was like one pair left, size 10. Said, do I want it? Retail. Perfect. I completely forgot. Like, I mean, I was shocked. Like, I really definitely appreciate that. And I bought it December 30th, 31st.
I'm going to have to start checking the Sneak Diss emails.
So that definitely, not him, even been on Instagram.
Instagram.
Man, somebody I just seen today found black infrared sixes at Outlet. Size
really?
10. Yes, 135. He was like, I already know you got five pairs, but, you know, I seen this at the outlet. Like, crap. What's it called?
What's what called?
The Blues.
Oh, Storm Blues.
Storm Blues.
Got Storm Blues.
Jeez, I can't remember who that was. It might have been A. Mills. Anyways, shout out to Christian Marquez. Always listens. Super cool dude. Follow him at, I think it's Chicana Nista. I don't know. Nisto? It's at @CHICHANISTO. Follow him. Super cool homie. I definitely appreciate it. And hopefully I can return the favor down the road.
Cool.
What you got?
Same too. I got my Storm Blues from the plug, the Nike plug, and I got Reverse Shatter Backboards on eBay for 200 shipped.
What was it? How much was the first pair you got?
I paid.
It was like 230, right?
Or 220 for the first pair and 2 for the second pair.
Not bad.
Which isn't bad. I mean, they're like on flight for $350 now. They've gone up a little
they've
bit.
Gone up? God, I wish I could just get an OG pair for low.
They're nice.
I take a beat pair.
They're nice. You can't take nothing for 4 months. Pause.
Once. I'm not. And I can't take a Jordan for the rest of the year except Royal Ones. So
that's true.
Gosh, we knew it was all right.
You might have to open up like a LLC and pay out of it.
I'm about to do something.
New Year's is good. New Year's was chill. Like, I think we just kind of hung around and we watched.
Oh, you stay home?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
We didn't go out party, nothing, no crazy nonsense. Watched a couple. We went and saw the new Star Wars like a week ago. So we watched a couple of the, like, episode 4 and 5.
So those
were episode 4.
With Darth Maul?
No, we saw the new one. Oh. So then we watched, like, A New Hope, like, the older ones.
Oh, okay. She likes that?
I don't know if she likes that or not, but she watched it.
She just did it for you.
Yeah.
So, we didn't do anything. Just kids. Went to friend's house, kids. I drunk up everything they had. Never got drunk. I drunk up literally every single alcohol. Patron shots.
I had a night like that. Or a day like that.
3-4 Patron shots, vodka, 3 or 4 cups of vodka, beers. I drank up everything. Never got faded.
Last Friday, I went over to, I had a buddy in town from Florida. So we met at our other buddy's house in Scottsdale. And I had like a vodka tonic. And then I drank like a full cup of whiskey. And then I had like 2 glasses of wine, and dude, I wasn't even like, I didn't feel nothing.
Glass of wine, nothing at all. Had champagne, nothing. Wine, nothing. In the morning, I kind of felt a little funny, but not enough to be like, I've drunk less. I've drunk like 3 beers and woke up the next day, neck and shoulders killing me.
Yes, Coors Lights. We went to Jerome on Sunday and had breakfast and walked around like the ghost town and all that stuff and went to like the haunted hotel. And then we did Sedona, had dinner, came back. So that was cool. It was cool to get out of town for the day and relax. It was all rainy. And
I like that though.
It was nice.
It wasn't rainy out there?
Yeah, it was. It was like Jerome, like it was so high up that it was almost like wet snow. Like it wasn't even like rain. So it was a cool day. I enjoyed it.
Shout out to the homie Jay. Far East homie.
Shout out to
got married a few weeks ago to his beautiful wife, Grace.
Oh, and Jay, yes, I am alive. I forgot to check my...
Ryan doesn't check stuff like that.
I forgot to check my Instagram, but Jay has told me that the green Kyries are sitting places. You can get them for $120 US, and that the Chinese New Year 12... drops this week. So
he's asking me if Jay, we wanted them. Did you want them?
I kind of do. Like, it looks like a taxi. Yeah. How much are they?
Too much. $235. And I don't know what that is shipped here. I mean, that's probably about an extra $38. See, that's the thing. I originally told him that I wanted them. And I don't know why I wanted those. For some reason, they're appealing. The Chinese 12s.
Well, I think they look like a taxi, and we both love taxis.
But I don't have any taxis. I got rid of my taxis. Like, I feel like it makes no sense to keep both, but then to pay that much money for that when I know that there's stuff here I want. I still want King Pushes. I still want, you know, other things like that are...
Why didn't you buy the King Push the other day when George sent that link for $200 to the phone call?
Because I had already bought the shattered backboards and the swords. What are they?
Storms.
I already got those. So I was like, nah, you know what? I'm chilling.
I might double on Storm
Blues. I'm good. Oh, but we'll be able to get those on eBay for like $65 soon. One day.
Mm-hmm. I'll get a pre-owned pair for like
because
$80.
Storm Blues, $60. Storm Blues are falling into that Laney 1 category of being disrespected. Laney 1s might have the best materials ever besides the red ones, Jim Reds. I want Jim Reds too. And I've seen a few for sale for not a bad price. God.
Like, the prices have been reasonable lately.
I've seen some for like $265. They were worn, but worn Jim Reds, they don't even matter.
$230 for mine? Something like that. $230, $220, something like
that. But a worn pair of those, it doesn't even matter. Like, those joints are fire. But like I said, shout out to Jay and his beautiful wife, Grace. Got married a few weeks ago. Super listener, actually super homie. Talked to him literally every single day, almost all day. So shout out to them. Shout out to Buckeye City Soul.
I'm talking to him right now. I'm talking about Chinese New Year 12.
Shout out to Buckeye City Soul. He got married as well. Super homie too. He always promotes the podcast on his page. Just super cool cat. Always responds when you comment.
Bro.
He's one of them super cool cats.
George just sent this picture. I'm not going to say what the picture is, but he just sent this picture, and I literally thought George is going to crack up when he hears this. I literally thought he sent the picture of his dookie.
Let me, bro. It better not be. Oh, what is that supposed to be?
I thought this was a picture of his dookie when I first.
Yo,
George, you wrong for that.
Let me say bro. Something. All right, there is somebody.
You can't say nothing.
I'm not going to say their name.
You can't say nothing.
Okay, this might fall. Okay, just so we're clear, because I know we do a lot of laughing and a lot of talking about stuff. Our listeners have no idea what we're talking about. But there is somebody that we know who is supposed to be a chef, okay? And they post the wackest dishes I've ever seen in my entire life for somebody who went to culinary school. I mean, give me a break. This says grilled onions. Those onions are not grilled, all right?
When I opened that,
and
I was like,
it does look like a piece of dookie.
I thought George sent us a picture of his dookie.
Okay, first of all, ribeye steak doesn't look like that. And mashed potatoes, you know what?
That was a microwave dinner.
Okay, for a chef, he got a picture of the dish towel in the background. All right, man. Anyways, shout out to Chef Wackness. Anyways, you know, what's funny is anybody who listens to this, who knows what we're talking about, they're going to know exactly what we're talking about.
Oh, my God.
I was going to say, that was awful.
I don't even know what we're talking about. We're talking about Shanghai Soul.
Oh, yeah. Super homie.
And the wedding in Buckeye.
Oh yeah, Buckeye City Soul, I think that.
Yeah.
Shout out to him. Got married, beautiful wife, super homie, always supports the podcast, appreciate it. Gosh. NFL playoffs.
NFL playoffs this week. Holy shit.
And we will be talking about sneakers. It's this weekend. So, Lions Seahawks, first game. Actually, I don't know if it's the first game, but Lions Seahawks. Who's winning? In Seattle.
I want the Lions to win.
I think we all want the Lions to win. I don't think they are, though. We're talking about Seattle.
Yeah.
Something's been wrong with the Seahawks. Even
something's
still
been wrong with the Lions.
Yeah. Well, the Lions has always been something wrong with them.
I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm gonna pick the Lions to win that game.
Dang, Ryan got Lions. I got Seahawks. I'm going to assume George has Seahawks, but he's not here to say, so we're going to say George has the Lions. Raiders, Texans in Texas.
Is it going to be the Texans? Because
I think Raiders. I don't care.
Really?
Because all the Raiders got to do
is. The defense hasn't been playing well.
They haven't.
And but they have a backup quarterback.
I don't know if technically there was Texas playing a backup now, too. I mean, they had Savage in, and then Osweiler got hurt. Osweiler came in. Osweiler is awful. All right.
It's going to be an interesting game.
I don't think it's going to be as bad as people think it's going to be. I don't think so. All the Raiders have to do is score 16 points. It isn't like the Texans have like this fire offense.
It's going to come down to the team that makes this is like obvious, but like there's going to be a lot of mistakes in that game. Like it's going to come down to the team that makes one less mistake than the other team, because it's going to be a game of like, it's going to be an ugly game to watch, I think.
It is. It'd probably come down to a field goal.
It might come down to a safety.
Yeah, it might come down to something weird. Dolphins, Steelers. Pittsburgh.
I got Steelers there.
I have to pick Steelers because that was my Super Bowl pick, Steelers Cowboys. But Dolphins whooped on the Steelers last time they played.
I got to pick the Steelers.
I think Najai had like 230 yards rushing or something. Last one this weekend, Giants Packers in Green Bay.
I have to go.
You got to go Giants.
I'm going to go with the Packers.
All right.
I'm going to go with the Packers there.
I'm going to go with Giants because it's the playoffs. I mean, Steelers, Giants, Seattle, those are those teams that, like, just get me in the playoffs. They don't care about all this other nonsense. Just get me in the playoffs.
So do you still have Steelers-Cowboys?
I do.
Or do you have Patriots-Cowboys?
No, I have Steelers-Cowboys. I think the Steelers – I actually think the Patriots – I'm a little worried about the Chiefs, though. I've never trusted the Chiefs. Like the Packers,
I would never
pick the Packers. I don't care if it is in Green Bay. It's because the Packers are slowly slipping into that list of teams that, like, I just don't trust. Lions, Falcons, Panthers.
I don't know what just happened.
Packers, Falcons, Lions, like, all of them. I don't trust those teams. Vikings, I don't trust them. Like, they'll never do anything, at least not anytime soon. Chiefs. This is the first time I actually thought, man, maybe the Chiefs could actually get to the Super Bowl this year. But I still don't trust them. That's why I'm still going with Cowboys Steelers.
Yeah, I'm definitely I'm just ready for the draft.
I forgot about that. Y'all might be trading. Y'all need a lot of help. Y'all might be giving away some assets. Why doesn't Joe Thomas want to be traded? Why doesn't he say, I want to be traded?
He's a real one.
I felt bad for him watching that press conference after they won the first game, him talking about that. I'm like, man, bro, you're the best player on the team. I mean, they should come to you and say, you know what? We appreciate you. We're going to trade you.
He doesn't want to be traded.
He must really love Cleveland.
He loves it.
I
don't know why.
You watch Rousey fight?
No.
You didn't even watch it online?
I heard I didn't miss much. I mean, like, yeah, like I watched it after the fact. I didn't watch it live.
Gosh, I feel bad for her.
Bro.
You watch UFC, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I watch it every once in a while. It's too brutal for me.
Yeah, she got her ass beat.
I didn't realize it was so quick because I saw the highlights first.
She's done.
Yeah. I mean, but she has to be fine with being done. And I hate that she lost. I wish she could have won and then stopped. Because she is one of those greats. I mean, I hate seeing greats fall like that. Like, I don't want to see Mayweather come back ever, all right? I don't want to see him lose. When Pacquiao got knocked out by Marquez, I think, that was rough.
I want to see Mayweather lose.
Why?
I don't like Floyd.
That's like saying you want to see Jordan lose in a championship.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's not.
Why is it not?
Because I want to see Floyd get knocked out.
Why?
By Pacquiao.
See, okay. Well, that ain't happening. You know what the problem is? People love seeing the bad stuff happen to people. You know? Yeah, people love seeing Rousey get beat up. You know? I didn't. You
know? I didn't love seeing Rousey get beat up, but I don't like Floyd.
Why don't you like Floyd Mayweather? Because he's rich and he lets everybody know it?
He's a punk.
How is he a punk? Because he's good.
I think he's a punk.
All right. You just don't like him just because.
Like, I like John Jones. John Jones is a punk, but I like John Jones. I
just don't Jones like is a drug user and needs to get his act together. That's what he needs to do. I used to like him, but...
He's going to fight soon, too.
No, he's not suspended again, didn't he?
No, I think they, like... I think he's actually supposed to fight within the next few months.
Gosh, he should fight himself. He should fight his demons. That's what he is fighting.
He's been fighting his demons.
He should fight his demons.
He's ready now.
Oh, you know what I forgot to tell you?
What?
I used antidote.
And?
Right.
Sneaker spray?
So, right. I tried out the antidote spray. It was okay.
What do you mean by, like, what did it do for you, personally?
Well, this is the thing. I think they market it wrong. A lot of people don't realize, like, you have a shoe room, right? Yeah. I have a walk-in closet. And half of the closet is full of sneakers. You might not realize it, and I think a lot of people might not realize their closets or rooms actually stink, all right? What I did was I took every single pair I've worn, sprayed it, put it back in the box, put it in the closet.
Okay.
Came back to the closet. Closet smelled good, all right? But when you take the shoes out, it was fine. I don't care about whether my shoes smell a certain way or not on the inside. If they stink, I mean, I'm married, so it doesn't matter. She knows my feet stink, if they do or don't. Some shoes make my feet stink, some shoes don't. Jordan 9s make my feet stink. Kobe 8s don't make my feet stink. So, I don't know. It was all right.
I think for me, like, I sprayed it in a pair of shoes that I wore. Smelled great, and then the next morning, smell the shoe, and it doesn't smell great anymore.
I definitely wish it was like $3.99.
Yeah, and...
It's $15.
My sneaker room is full of almost everything dead stock, so mine smells like...
Where do you keep the stuff you wear?
In there, but like probably 90% of my stuff... Probably 95% of my stuff is dead stock.
Yeah, so your room smells like Foot Locker's. Yeah. Like Foot Locker's a warehouse.
Smells like Payless shoes.
God, what else are we talking about? Oh, Jordan releases, Adidas, Nike takeover 2017.
There was actually, where was it? I saw it today. Maybe it was on Sneaker News or somewhere. They were talking about can this be the year that Nike basketball like saves itself?
No. We talked about that already. No. Yeah. All right. We talked about that last week with LeBron's. No. All right. Kyrie Shue. LeBron, KD, it's not enough to save Nike. You know where they messed up, which we've already said before. Nike is supposed to have Westbrook. Nike is supposed to have Harden. They had Harden. They let Jordan take Westbrook, and now Westbrook is wearing 31s, all right? Nobody considers the 31 a Westbrook. I don't.
But here's the, like, and we've talked about that too, because like no Jordan signature shoe has ever been great. So it's like, do you just start putting these guys in retros and then releasing the retros that they wear? Like, do you release the Westbrook threes? Like the CP3 13s flew. Like the Mellow 12s flew. Like, so do you just start like letting the Jordan brand athletes wear retros and then releasing the limited edition PE retros to the market?
Yeah, but the problem is that we're talking about shoes that like we grew up hooping in.
Yeah.
These cats can't hoop in a Jordan 4. They could. They should. Because, you know, they want lighter, faster, fly knit, air, I mean, you zoom, could wear, this, that.
You could wear I think you could wear like Jordan 11, 12, 13.
Every once in a while, you see a Kawhi Leonard, you see a DeMarcus, yeah. I mean, LaMarcus Aldridge. You'll see them wearing an 11 and think, but that's like a
PJ Tucker.
He wears everything. All right. So, but the thing is that I don't know if, but okay, PJ Tucker wears his sneakers because they're dope. All right. I've never heard him say, oh man, these are so comfortable to hoop in. Like hooping in a Marion PE 5, which is probably the greatest five of all time. Possibly. Probably, yeah, all right. Maybe top three. But is it like worth hooping, or is it just like I hoop in my shoes because I have them? It's not like, I mean, he posted it the other day, KD4s. He said it's one of his best hoop shoes of all time. Facts, all right? He should probably hoop in that all the time. Like, it's a hoop shoe, but he wears his shoes to prove that he wears his shoes and he loves sneakers, that he collects them, and that he wears them out there. A Kawhi Leonard, them, they're not wearing Jordan 3s and stuff like that. They should, they but should. It's too old.
Westbrook's worn 3s before.
He has. They're too old.
Yeah.
I don't think you could functionally. I think they've been exposed to too much like lighter and things like that. The 31s, you have 31s. I'm sure they're probably the best hoop shoe out there right now.
Yeah, they're comfortable. And they're not crazy light, but they've got
everything.
Yeah, yeah. The technology's good in those. Like, it's a comfortable shoe.
But, I mean, that's a good point, though. I think they could take over the market again if they did that. I mean, come on. Like, some black and silver 12s for Kawhi Leonard. I mean, supposedly Kawhi Leonard is getting a signature sneaker, but Westbrook isn't. And Westbrook, probably the best player in the NBA right now.
Even if you just did, like, they wore it, like, on whatever, the Christmas game or, like, special games, and then they released that.
That's a good
into
point.
The Jordan. Like, if Jordan did, like, instead of, like, having, like, well, in addition to having the Kyrie, the LeBron,
that's a good point.
You know, do like a Jordan 12 Christmas shoe, like a Jordan 8 Christmas shoe. Not like Jordan brand athletes are going to wear, like they do with the Dornbach collection. The Jordan brand athletes this year are going to wear the Jordan Christmas 8, and that's going to release with a Nike pack. The Jordan athletes this year are going to wear the Jordan Christmas 11, that's going to release with the Christmas pack. That would create hysteria and like rebuild the Jordan brand.
It would.
I mean, there's a lot of, like, Jordan should hire. Jordan, give us a call. Michael, give us a call. We have lots of ideas for how you can turn your billions into more billions.
I mean, a lot of things, too, that have the problem with Jordan right now is that the sneakers that they do release, they're not bad ideas. They're just not executed correctly. No. Have you seen Black Cat 6 in person?
They suck.
Black Cat 6s.
They don't suck, but they suck.
Yes. Black Cat 6s in person. I saw it, and I said, this isn't that bad.
It's not that bad.
But somebody at Jordan, Nike, whoever, has to pick up this shoe and say, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't perforate the leather. And you
everywhere.
Know what? Maybe we should do suede. Maybe we should do a real black. Like, yeah. Black Cat 4s. Yeah. That's a Black Cat shoe. It looks purplish almost. Like, the black isn't right. Like, you can't do black with the leather like that and it's perforated.
It looks to me like car interior.
It kind of does. It looks like
a car, like a black leather car seat.
It does. It looks exactly like that. I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
The logo inside, the homie Mike Rich, shout out to Mike Rich, said the logo inside, that cat should have been on the back instead of the Jordan logo.
Yeah.
Would have been fire. The sole is like kind of translucent, right?
Kind of a little bit, yeah.
Sucks. It should have just been black. It needs to be black. Yeah. Like, that's all you have to do. And it probably would have flew.
Like, if you wanted to do, yeah, if you would have done an all black leather and only done the perforations where it is on the, like, the black infrareds and the 3M, and it was just a black leather shoe with all black and the perforations and the logo on the back, I think that shoe would have flown.
Like, you've seen the pictures with, like, Mark Wahlberg at Jordan or wherever he's at, and the blue 4s, the leather. Yep. I don't think that they're that great, no. But they probably would have flew off the shell. Or they might still fly off the shelves. I don't know. But they would have definitely flew, like, 5 years ago. People have been begging for something blue on 4s and stuff for a while. They also got the Motorsport 4s coming out, which is like the, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, the white and blue, yeah. Black. Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of late. It's not exciting. Once you come out with the OG Cement 4, anything else after that that isn't
OG?
OG or, like, I mean, materials are ridiculous. It does, nobody cares. Because that 4 is going to be, what, 220?
Yeah.
Those 4s are going to be 220. It's not going to be worth it. Now the Royal 4s. Royalty fours, royalty or royal?
I think it's royalty.
Royalty fours are going to fly, okay? If they don't fly, I'd be shocked, okay? If they treat Royalty 4s like they treated Cyber Monday 3s, I'm going to be copping? Shocked. No, I can't buy a Jordan. That's not a Royal 1. You're trying to trick me. I'm not copping. You and Jordan think I'm copping. I'm not copping. I'm not going to cop.
I think you might cop and not say anything to nobody.
No. I'm not going to cop. No, I've put my foot down. I'm not copping at all. But, man, like you said, I think that's a really good idea if they did something special for Christmas. Instead of Nike basketball Christmas shoes, do Jordan Christmas ones. Like, and I don't mean like that Blake Griffin nonsense, that SoFly and all that stuff. And Chris Paul deserves a better shoe as
retro
well.
Retro Christmas shoe.
I mean, geez, come on. Somebody out there in Christmas 13s or something? Stop. Stuff would fly off the shelf.
Fly off the shelf.
Hysteria.
Yes.
Some green patent leather 11s? Stop. I'd be back out there buying Jordans again just at that period of time. But even like all the holidays, which you're saying, Easter. Like, I don't need a Black History Month Nike anymore. I don't. I don't need a Black History Month Kyrie. No. I get it. You know, it should be strictly Black History Month Jordans. It should be like four Jordans Black History Month. It should be four Jordans for Easter, four Jordans for Christmas, four Jordans for Valentine's Day, whatever. I mean, that's all it should be. That's all we care about. And it's all under the same umbrella. It's still under Nike. It isn't like far off because Nike basketball is done. Now, do I think Adidas basketball is taking over? No. All right.
I think just basketball shoes in general, like, are done. Like, I mean, except for certain Jordan models, like, obviously ones, you can still, you know, like
threes.
But I think just like the trend of wearing basketball sneakers and fashion is
it's fading away. It's slowly fading away.
The only time that I could like I would wear a pair of Miami Vice LeBron 9s with sweatpants, but I wouldn't put them on with a pair of jeans. Like, I would, there's still a lot of shoes that I would wear, like, in sweatpants to go, like, run errands, but, like, I'm not putting it on to, like, go to dinner.
Yeah. Like, when I wore 45 tens, double nickel tens, whatever they are.
Yeah.
And I wore them with jogger pants, and they looked fine to me.
They look fine.
They were fine.
Yeah.
But I would never put on a pair of jeans and think, let me throw on my tens.
No.
Like, ever. So, I mean,
let me throw my ones or my one lows or an Ultra Boost.
Yeah. That's the only thing you can go to right now. I don't know, man. I just kind of feel like they're missing the ball. But like the thing is that I'm thinking back to when we were kids. Like, I wanted Jordans because they were Jordans. Like, yeah. It was the greatest basketball player of all time, and they were desirable. When I go watch my my homie's son play, my nephew Zay, I go watch him play. Those kids are wearing all that stuff. All them LeBrons we think suck. All them Kyries. Every single thing. You look at a team pick of a kid's team right now, it has all that stuff. And I'm like, geez. Like, I understand there's grown-ups out there hooping still. But, I mean, geez. Like, we're looking to wear sneakers to be fly. Like, I'm not looking to cop Jordan 3s to hoop in.
And like, that's the thing. Is like, that's what like I've always brought up. Is like, so in 10 years... 12 years, 15 years, like those kids are they going to want those LeBrons and Kobes and KDs that they're hooping in right now? Like, we want the Jordans that we wore and hooped in when we were kids.
Because we used to be able to look at sneakers that come out now and say we want those to retro. I don't want anything to retro now. I don't want a LeBron, whatever number we're on now, to retro. I don't need a whatever. I mean, the last LeBron that, like, I would say, okay, I would cop if it actually, I don't know. I would like to see a 8. 8's retro. I wouldn't mind that. What are 9s?
9s are the ones that you like. They're the puffy.
I'd see 9, maybe, retro. But after that, kind of hard. I'm not 10, sitting.
I mean, there's a couple 10. I have all the 10s that I like, but.
Which ones are 10s?
That was the first one with the backwards swoosh.
Backwards swoosh?
Yeah, it had the backwards swoosh on it. Like, I would buy Zoom Generations. There's a few LeBron 2s facts. I would buy. Probably no, maybe like 1 or 2 3s, no 4s, no 5s.
Yeah, there is a small amount that like, but there's nothing new that they're developing to where we're saying like, man, kids are going to want these to retro. Like, LeBron 10s.
They're not bad.
They don't suck.
Like Kobe, like I would buy Kobe, I'd buy like Kobe 2s, Kobe 3s, Kobe 4s, Kobe 5s.
Pretty much all sixes. Not ones, maybe. Oh, not those ones that you like with the web.
I'd buy those threes. Those are awful. I like threes.
They'd have to really do something magnificent for those. But all the other Kobe's, I wear 8s, 9s. We should be wearing 11s now. Like,
yeah, they're great. That's a great shoe.
I can't say any Kobe's that's released recently sucked. Like, maybe they didn't buy them, but I don't think they sucked. Some had better materials than other. But yeah, like you said, I think that's actually a good idea. I mean, Jordan needs to capitalize on areas that have like fallen off. I'm not looking forward to an Easter shoe. We used to look forward to Easter packs. Like,
used to like
camp, yes, raffle tickets,
KD like, Easter fours,
Jesus,
we would be poison dart frog sevens.
I mean, man, we used to go out there looking for that stuff.
Yep.
I mean, I seen like the Aunt Pearls of the new KDs. Like, I've never Aunt Pearl. Wait, they already came out.
Well, I mean the Aunt Pearl nines.
I'm thinking of the new model Aunt Pearls. Like, yeah. I don't care for Aunt Pearls. I think Aunt Pearl the fours.
The fours were dope.
They were cool. But this one is so tamed. It's nothing at all. It has nothing to me where you're like.
I thought the sixes were dope
too. They're just black. Which one is that? Is that what they had like
the flowers on it?
No.
That's the one that's super narrow. You can barely get your foot in though.
I think I like the one recently last year with the wing across it. They were like white and gold.
Those are the sevens.
I think those are okay. Those that shoe right was just too bulky. I mean, the ones with the roses on it wasn't bad. It's just that shoe model was rough.
That shoe model was super rough to put your foot into. This one right here. I think that's a nice shoe.
It doesn't suck. I mean, I didn't think the shoe was too bad.
Mm-mm.
I thought the pink should have been a little darker, and it shouldn't use black or something.
But like, there's another thing. Like, LeBron breast cancer. A Jordan breast cancer. Yeah. A Jordan
something.
Easter. A Jordan military. Like,
I mean, I think there's a lot that are coming out that, I mean, obviously Jordans are going to sell anyways. We got like a few 11 lows coming out. We have, what else? I think the GR,
this
the
year?
GS pairs are the ones that are fire right now.
Yeah. This year you got a bunch of 12 lows. You've got some 13 lows. You've got a couple 11 lows.
12 lows are rough, man.
Sixes for the All-Star game. Those like chameleon sixes.
How do you come out with 12 lows if you haven't come out with a cherry 12 yet? Like, where's the cherry 12? Like, you gotta come out with stuff.
I'm sure. I bet you cherry 12 comes out this year.
I think cherry 13s are coming out.
I think cherry 13s are coming out. Chicago, whatever they are, those 13. I think those are coming out. But yeah, I agree. I think
13 lows. I like them.
I like 13 lows.
They should be out sooner. I think they don't come out till like September or November. Yeah. They should be out way sooner than that. Jordan, if you're listening,
give us a call.
Just do something. Write some notes or something. Like we said, Harden with Adidas. You think it helps?
I don't like those shoes. You and George like the shoe. Like, I don't like that shoe.
I like the home version.
I like the crazy light that like came out in the Olympic colors and all that that you guys don't like. I like that like better than Harden.
Those are over designed.
They
got too many things on them.
I like that shoe.
That's
at Outlets. That's the Adidas.
I actually think the Wiggins aren't bad.
No.
They're not bad at all.
I heard they're really good for actually playing in too.
They have a low top version, it's just not out yet.
Yeah,
that low top version could possibly change the game, but I don't know, man. I'm just
Still, like, nobody's buying that stuff to wear to dinner. Like, you're not buying that to like go on a date, you're not buying that to wear, you know, throw a pair of jeans on and throw those on. No, unless you're YG, you love that YG picture. So,
this is the problem with us though. We might be too old, possibly, but once you get certain shoes, like, if we couldn't get our hands on a Yeezy and all that stuff, or Boost and all that, we probably would be wearing that.
Probably.
I would. I mean,
I'm going to see King James on Sunday, and...
the heck is that?
LeBron James.
Oh. I thought you were talking about, like, the Bible. I'm like, oh, shoot.
And...
I thought you were going to turn over a leaf.
And, like, I was like, oh, I'm going to wear... a pair of LeBron 9 All-Stars.
I mean, that's a win to wear them.
No, I'm not going to wear those.
But that's when you were wearing them. First of all, if you're going to watch them at a Suns game, you're a Super Suns fan. You can't wear LeBrons.
You wear LeBrons with their Suns colors.
I mean, I guess, unless you got Taurasi's. You got Taurasi LeBrons,
No, those All-Star LeBrons. All-Star LeBron 10s are like that purple with
A-72s. Oh, those suck.
The purple and... Those are good.
No, those are awful.
Those are good for you.
The best ones color-wise were probably the KDs, but those suck.
I think I'm going to wear Shattered Backboards.
Shattered Backboards. That's it.
And a Suns hat.
And that's it.
And that's it.
And just naked. You were Chatterback Boys and Sunshine.
And my draws.
But yeah, like we said, I think Nike missed out.
In two chains.
Nike missed out with keeping Harden and signing Westbrook. I know Jordan is Nike, technically still, but I don't want 31s. Although the black toe 31s coming out look kind of fire. Some of the 31s look good, but I'm not going to wear them casually. And for somebody like Westbrook, you would think that he would want something to hoop in that still looks fly casual. Although I don't think Westbrook's fly. I think James Harden is kind of fly. I think he a cool cat. All right?
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen him around here a million times with ASU, all that stuff. Like, he's kind of a fly cat. All right? He's just cool. All right? Westbrook, he's kind of weird. All right? He's just a weird person. But if there's nobody I pick number one on my team besides maybe LeBron. But, I mean, he's just dominant. He's my MVP. So, I mean, he's averaging a triple-double right now.
I wonder how KD feels about leaving at this point.
I mean, they're like 30 and 35 and 5 or something.
Yeah,
like
but
that.
I mean, like, I'm just saying, like, with the backlash you took and then seeing what, like, Westbrook's doing without him, I wonder if
it was. The thing is that we never probably would know how good Westbrook is
if KD never
left. That's so, true.
I hope that since he signed his extension, I hope that they're able to get another superstar, and I hope that they're able to win it.
I hope they actually do something and try to get Blake Griffin to get back to Oklahoma. Something, because I would hate Westbrook to leave Oklahoma City, and that franchise would decimate. It would disappear.
He already signed an extension.
Yeah, but it's only for 2 years. That 1 year probably has an option. After this year, he could probably opt out of it.
Yeah.
Anyways, what else were we talking about today? Was there anything else?
No, well, on the topic of this weekend and PJ Tucker and LeBron James, Kicks for Kids is Saturday night from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. at the W in Scottsdale. So if you are a local Phoenix listener,
or if you want to fly out,
check out Kicks for Kids on the Instagram. All it costs you is a donated pair of Deadstock sneakers to get in.
Any sizes?
Any size. Oh, I think they're shooting more for men's sizes now. But there'll be a lot of people there. All the local guys will be there. It's Kicks for Kids AZ is the Instagram. So check them out. Check out everything they've got going on. There's going to be raffles. There's going to be giveaways. Donations go to Boys and Girls Club. PJ Tucker will be in the building. I think they were trying to get some other players, possibly some Cavs players, some other Suns players in. So if you're in town, check it out. The W Scottsdale, 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. Saturday. And don't forget to bring a pair of shoes to donate and be there. I'm going. You're going?
Oh, yeah. I'd definitely be in the building.
So the sneak disc will be in the building if George is fixed himself by then. I'm sure George will be there.
Yeah, if he's fixed himself.
What's coming out this week? We didn't talk about that.
Oh, yeah, what's releasing?
Nothing on my radar anyways.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything. I mean, I'm not buying anything anyways.
Yeah, you can't buy anything anyways. Let's see. Jordan release dates 2017. I mean, I'm sure there's LeBron 14s coming out. Or
those drop?
I thought. Maybe not. Might be the Kyrie 3s, actually. I saw those in person at Nike over the weekend. They're not terrible. Like,
well, don't suck.
They don't suck. But
they're just regular.
Yeah,
they're like regular. It's not saving Nike basketball.
No, I don't feel like any certain type of way about them. I think they're 120.
They better
130
be
maybe.
Like, there's nothing wrong with them. KD Reds came out, or are they getting ready to come out?
KD Reds.
KD Reds either came out, getting ready to come out. I think. Oh. 17s.
17s.
Jordan 17s. 17s. Oh, not 17s, 15s.
15s, they come out. Yeah, those suck.
Yeah.
And the Max Orange Air Jordan 1.
Those suck.
Yeah, rare airs.
They don't even look like
Shatterback boards. I'm buying. I am buying the Max Orange 12 Lows. I'm getting those.
Yeah, you better get those from the plug.
I am getting those.
Those are $170 for 12 Lows. They can eat my shorts, bruh.
I'm getting those from the plug. I can't pay retail.
Black toe 31s are fire.
Black toe 31s are dope.
Kobe ADs. Have you seen them in person?
Yes. They're all right. They're not terrible. They're not great.
I saw the gray ones. I was like, ugh. That toe material was whack. Yo, these these Jordan 15s that are coming out, OGs, are only 190. I mean, that's a lot, but like, I thought they would have tried to hit us for like 230.
You're copping?
Heck no.
Jordan 15.
Although I will say Jordan 15 lows weren't too bad.
They suck.
But these ones are awful. When did foams come out again?
If I had to buy something that was coming out this weekend, it would be the Black Tie 31.
If I had to. And I would only want to pay $122.
I'd want to pay $89.99.
Yeah, I'd really want to pay $37, but it is what it is.
I might pay $34.99 on sale.
All right. We doing top five already?
Top five.
Are you sure?
You
sure we doing this?
I'm going to. I don't know. Actually, mine's top six.
Jeez, I got so many. My honorable mentions might be a lot.
There would be hurt feelings.
So this is a warning, all right? This is a disclaimer. This is a warning. This isn't to anybody directly. This isn't to hurt anybody's feelings. Like we said, we've done these at some point, all right? We've probably done all of these at least once. Maybe.
I haven't done all mine.
I don't know. Maybe.
When I get into mine, you might cut my mic.
Hey, you know what's funny? This was actually Jay's idea from China. So if anybody wants got a problem with it, hit up at Shanghai Soul on Instagram, because this was his idea.
And ask him why he made us be so mean to people.
All right. And we're not directing this to anyone. And I don't want anyone to think that when we say this, we're necessarily talking about you. Hey, it's just in general.
You better not post this episode in Reeboks Rewind.
So, because there are some corny things out there happening. Like we said, we've done it. All right. Top five most annoying things from sneakerheads.
Go ahead with your honorable mentions.
Honorable mentions. This one's rough. Like I said, not directed to anybody. Honorable mentions. I can't stand when sneakerheads ask what's resale price on them. I hate it.
I think that
might be the most annoying thing ever.
I hate
one, that. There's too many outlets to find out what resale is. Two, if you're planning on reselling it,
Don't tell anybody.
Like, let me tell you something. We've all resold it. We all currently resell if we can. Not as much as we used to.
And people used to do it like, I used to see it a lot with like when Bait, remember when Bait would raffle their shit? And then you would get an email from Bait like, hey, you have 24 hours or 48 hours to buy this. And people would post like Teal Dragons. They post it. Hey, what's resale going to be? Because if not, I don't know if this is on your list or not, but I just thought of this one. When people used to get those notifications, like the Bait notifications, or like you'd get like selected to buy it.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd be like, I'll sell you my login info for
$20. Oh, my God. I hated that.
Oh.
That was so annoying. Like, I don't get it. I just can't stand why you can't figure it out yourself. One. Two, if you're going to resell, keep it to yourself. Like, I just hate it. It's annoying. I think I can't stand sneakerheads. They're never satisfied.
Ever.
And we fall in that category too sometimes.
No, we do. Satisfied.
I do my best to try to be satisfied.
Like I said. I got Yeezys and I was like, what's next?
Yeah. Well, I think it was more of like, I want all of them now.
Yes.
That's what happens when you get like a Yeezy. You get one Yeezy and you're like,
okay, like how do I get the rest of them now?
You know what? I think I'm going to try to get Reds.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to try to get a 750. I'm going to try to get something. You're not satisfied with just getting that easy. Also, people complained about True Blue 3s. The materials were whack, but you got Nike on the back of a 3. That was the first.
You've been dying for, begging for.
That was the second 3 with the Nike in the back besides the 88s. Dying for it. Nobody sits everywhere. Disrespected. Like, sneakerheads just cannot be satisfied.
OG Metallic 5s.
OG Metallic 5s. Like, what more do you want?
And those were actually good quality.
Beautiful. All right. Them joints were beautiful. All right. I almost bought them. All right. What else do I have? Oh, I don't like half. Okay. I don't like bias. Maybe not bias is the right word. I don't like sneaker reviews that are not truthful. And maybe I don't know how to say this. I've never seen a sneaker review where someone says, yo, I got the new so-and-so. These joints suck. I've never seen one of those.
I've seen that.
You have?
I have seen that. I actually saw it a lot like with True Blues. And I actually saw a couple with Space Jam 11s.
Oh, okay. I mean like not where they're saying like, You know, they're all right. They could have done better. I could see where someone says this. Like, I don't like when people say, like, they're not for me. You know, I want somebody to say this.
I saw one of a True Blue 3 where somebody literally was like, this is asshole leather. This is the most fucking shit leather I've ever seen on a shoe in my entire life. These are terrible. Like, I want to like.
And whoever that is, I respect him. I watched the Black Cat review yesterday. Yeah. And you could just see the disgust from the person holding it.
Here's what I think is that I think they bought it and there's nothing they can do about it now. So they're trying to justify to themselves why it's okay.
And I also think that they're worried that like, oh, we don't want to be on camera dissing Jordan and ripping stuff.
Yeah.
Bro, if you're a real sneakerhead and you got real opinions and you want to put up blogs and video vlogs, and you got to rip stuff apart.
Yeah.
Like you just have to. I watched a video. I'm not going to say who it was. Holding, I mean, millions, views, all this stuff, whatever. Holding Black Cats, and he just looks uncomfortable. And he's using stuff like, you know, I could pass on these. No. Say these suck.
These suck.
All right. These suck, and I don't want them, and they're garbage.
I'm sending – if they were free, I'm sending them back.
Gosh, what else I got? I got a few things. Oh, jeez. Oh, you know what? That might be it.
That's it?
That's it.
All right. I guess I'll just do one honorable mention then instead of doing six. Stupid trade offers. I hate stupid trade offers.
Oh, yeah.
I hated when you used to, like, when I used to put something on Craigslist, like, before Facebook was, like, popping and all that stuff, and, like, you'd get, like, hey, do you still have those Red 11s? Yeah, I got those. Hey, I got some snapbacks and MP3 player watches. And a G-Shock watch and an iPod. Would you trade me? An iPod Touch? No.
I haven't gotten that in a long time, but you want to talk about annoying. Well, snapbacks and G-Shock watch.
Every trade offer was for, well, I got about 35 snapbacks, and I got and I got 3 G-Shocks, and I have an iPod Touch. Would you do that?
No. All right. No. All right. No, I don't want your G-Shocks, and no, I don't want your snapbacks.
Like, when you used to have to put in your Craigslist ads, no trades, especially snapbacks and G-Shocks.
I would have to put that in eBay. Everything I had to say, like, no trades unless you're offering this.
Yeah.
All right. I don't want your Diamond Supply shirts. I don't want your DGK shirts.
Yeah. Bro, they tried to trade everything under the sun. I have no, like, and it was like outlandish stuff. Like, yeah, I got like 4 Diamond Supply shirts. Nike SBs, like, I would try to sell my lobsters, and it was like everybody wanted to give me Diamond Supply shirts, snapbacks, and G-Shocks. Maybe they're not cool. Maybe they don't buy them anymore.
That's your only honorable mention?
I actually have
one more.
Okay, go ahead.
I can't stand when people say, wait a minute, let me double check this. You know what? Never mind. I'm not going to use that.
Why not?
It's one of mine.
It's one of your. Okay. You want to go into your top 5?
I'm going to start. I got 1, 2, 3. I actually have 6. All right. So this is a top 6 for me. Okay. Number 6, I can't stand when people try to defend girl sneakerheads and sneaker shops.
Durst.
Okay. I've seen, like, let me tell you something. As a female sneaker collector, whatever, I feel that you're now in
a sneakerhead
group. Yeah. You're not a female sneakerhead.
No, you're a sneakerhead. Yeah.
That's it. All right. So if you collect sneakers, you post your sneakers, you camp, you shop, you sit online, you do that, you should know what a True Blue 3 is.
Yep.
You should know what this is. You should know how hard this is. Whatever. I see people go on there and say stuff to
how,
like,
hard what is?
Okay. Yes. You should be able to know how difficult it is to cop all that stuff. You'll see the occasional jerk that gets on someone's thing. Oh, your boyfriend probably bought you those. Oh, you probably don't know what those are. Oh, you don't know nothing about kicks. Oh, you said this. And then you have the superhero man that comes in. Yo, bro, lay off. You're just jealous. Shut up, all right? She ain't giving you none, all right? No. They all think if they come in there and defend her, she's going to be like, oh, thank you so much. Come to my house now. Let's get busy. Like, it ain't happening, all right? It's corny. Let them get roasted just like every other sneakerhead get roasted. You ain't got to try to jump in and save them. Another thing, too, sneaker shops. Urban Necessities was getting, I mean, pummeled about fake something. I don't know, Bapes. I don't know what it was. And I've never seen anything where Urban Necessities that think that they're selling fakes or not selling fakes. They're obviously not. It's just people just lose their minds, whatever. People were going in on them. The comments were people like, bro, yo, JC, don't even worry about it, bro. You're all good, bro. Urban Necessities, you guys are doing it big, and people are just jealous out here. Come
on. We got your back.
We got your back. Yo, yo, we'll never let anybody ruin like that. Yo, I mean, going at cats, like, and I'm thinking to myself, like, what are you defending? They don't know you. They don't know you or care about you. They have no idea what you exist. You don't have to do that. You're corny.
You don't have to have their back.
All you got to do is just go in there. If you want to say something, you know what? I've been going to this store for so many years. I've never had a problem with them. Whatever. I don't need all that extra stuff. That's my number six. Number five. Number five, refusing to ship. Sneakerheads that only do meetups. Now, maybe these are the people that only have, they don't have cars. They take public transport. I don't know what it is. But if you're selling something and you're saying only local pickup and I have the money. I mean, this, actually, you know what? Let's combine these two. Four and five, not having PayPal and refusing to ship. If you don't have PayPal, stop. All right. Stop collecting. Stop copying.
Well, mine go way deeper than yours. Pause.
Hey, yours might.
You might need to cut my mic.
I can't stand that. You go to a sneaker convention. Oh, I don't take PayPal. I don't got PayPal.
Yeah, that's
all. Oh, yo, does anybody got PayPal? I'll give you the cash and yo, you can do the PayPal for me. Anybody got? No. All right. If you don't got PayPal, you're a clown, period. You're a clown, all right? Period, all right? Number three, saying stuff like, oh, Yeezys is only tight because it's Kanye West. Like, no duh, all right? Shut up. Like, no duh, all right? Cool is cool, all right? We get it. Yeezy makes Yeezys cool because the shoe itself, it ain't that attractive, all right? But you get a Yeezy, you feel like something different, period. Shut up, you geek, all right? Number two. Asking the price of stuff.
I hate that. How much are these?
Yo, how much the six is going to be that come out next week? You type that in social media. Why didn't you type it in Google? Like, what are you talking about? If you buy sneakers, just look at a Jordan. When a Jordan drops, you just say to yourself, this is going to be between 160 and 230. Just pick in between there.
I'm going to take it a step further because there are people that are like, how much are these going to be when they come out? And you'll be like, 190. They'll be like,
with tax.
How much is it with tax?
I'm thinking to myself, are you literally going to come to Nike or going to come camp or get in line with exactly 187.45? Like, yeah. What do you need to know? You know what you need to know? If the shoe is 160, you need to come up there with 180. Just come up there with 180. Just come up there with 180. You'll be all right.
You'll be all right.
All right. Corny.
Get a couple extra 20s out of the machine.
My number one thing, I can't stand when sneakerheads. And let me tell you something. I get why some people do it. When some people do it, the post is appropriate. The post says specific things like, okay, I can't stand when somebody takes a picture of them wearing like a Bread One and they got the Shatterback boards, Royals, all that next to them in the picture or holding them in their hands in the picture. That might be the most corniest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. The only person I thought ever did that correctly was Buckeye City Soul. I think that's his thing. If I'm getting it wrong, whatever. Only because he'll post like all of his red joints and say like, yo, my top red joints or like, yo, metallic fives or, you know, whatever. Like it made sense. When somebody goes to their closet and takes out every single Jordan, that picture I sent you in the thread where the guy took out every single Jordan
and made a Jordan.
He made the Jumpman logo on his floor.
We don't know that person, do we?
He's corny, all right? He's a nerd, all right? If the time that it takes,
if you take all of your shoes out and you make a pattern with your shoes and post a picture and you had done it with like 40 pairs. Like, I know how long it would take me to pull 40 shoeboxes out.
Ever.
And then to line them up. Like, just to pull the shoeboxes out of my room would probably take an hour and a half.
I get embarrassed when I see stuff like that. I don't even feel embarrassed. I feel embarrassed for them. Like, I can't stand seeing that, like a circle of KDs. Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you trying to prove? Like, you know, in actuality, we could all be liars. Like, it doesn't matter. I could get on this mic today and tell you that's exactly what I was thinking about.
Yeah.
I could get on this mic right now and tell you about Galaxy Foams, Ben 5s, and Ben 13s last week. You could believe me or not. I don't have to go home and make a circle of fire. But when people say ring of fire, I'm gonna kill me. All right. I don't like it. That's my number one thing I find most annoying with sneakerheads is just being corny.
Or like the people that used to like put their shoes and then the laces so it looked like they were balloons floating up.
Oh my God. Or people putting the stuff in the refrigerator. I seen a picture today that, gosh, I don't know her real name, but Kiki with Didi off of Instagram. Shout out to her. It was a picture that she posted, and some dude in the kitchen, sneakers was in the refrigerator, the kitchen cabinet, spilling everywhere. He's wearing one gold shoe, one gold 11, one gold 5. I'm like, what is he doing? Like, you know how long it's going to take him to put all them shoes back in the box and put them in the closet? Like, I don't have the time for that. Corny.
Or the people that used to like put the gun to their head and then make it look like they blew their brains out and Jordans came out the other side.
Or like sneakers with like a superhero, like I don't know, like a picture like Superman. He was like shooting a laser at the shoe. Or
the guy who took all the Adidas and made the Adidas leaf logo.
Oh my God. Corny. All right. Like you have too much time in your hands. Like if you got time to take all those shoes out, you need to go get a second job.
Yeah.
Man. Period.
All go right. to Starbucks. They pay for your college tuition.
So those are mine most annoying things. I have a lot more, but
There's a lot of annoying things this nigger has to do.
What you got?
So number one, it kind of falls in line with something.
You go number one
number
first?
Five, number five. Oh, okay. I mean, number five kind of falls in line with like the fake stunting. Like don't fake stunt. Like don't overstunt. Like don't go to the closet and pull out your shattered backboards and your reverse shattered backboards when you got your bread ones on just to lay them so that they're in the vicinity of the picture that you took just so that people know that you got them.
That's corny.
Don't do that.
I hate it.
And don't take pictures of stuff that isn't yours and claim that it's yours or steal people's. Like, sneakerheads, like, when you are a sneakerhead and you have to like, watermark your picture so that somebody doesn't steal it, like, come on. Come on. People are like, oh, that guy stole my picture. Those are my Ben 9s that guy has on his feet. Like, come on.
You know what's funny is, even if somebody stole my picture, who cares?
Who cares? Yeah.
Like, I seen cats.
What are they, catfishing Jordan sneakers?
I'm like, man, who cares, all right? I'm so sick of seeing stuff like that with Yeezys. Like, you got a pair of Yeezys on. You don't got to put you got reds on. You don't got to put Yeezy 2s, olives, coppers in the same picture. You got them all. That's fine. If you tell me you got them all, you got them all. You ain't got to prove it.
Yeah. Number four. I hate it when people make sneakers the priority over their life. I have gone to sneaker events, seen cats wearing from head to toe $2,000 to $3,000 in sneakers and gear that I know for fact don't have vehicles.
These are facts.
That I know for facts don't pay rent, like live at their parents' house. Like if you put looking fresh over being living a life.
And these are people of age.
People of age. People in their 20s. If you put a pair of sneakers over your car payment, over your rent, over your cell phone bill, over your vacation, over your family, get a life. You need to get a life. You need help. That is a serious, 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 serious sneaker addiction. You need to contribute to society. You need to go work at Starbucks. They'll pay for your college tuition.
And this doesn't qualify if you live in like New York and you take subway or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like, you need a car. You need a car in Arizona.
You need a car in Arizona.
You need to have a car in Arizona.
Public transportation will not get you to where you need to be unless, if you're over the age of 18 years old, you need a car in Arizona.
If you have to buy something and then sell it in order to pay something, no. All right. If you have to buy something, I don't know if this is on your list. If you got to sell what you bought 2 weeks ago in order to buy what just dropped, you need to really reevaluate your life. Really.
This leads me to number three on my list, fire sales. I hate it when people have to sell everything because they got somebody pregnant, gonna lose their house, gonna lose their car, something like you have to. If you need the money that badly, like you should have planned, you should have saved it for a rainy day.
I mean, it's just duh. Like your car, it isn't like you didn't know you had to pay your car note. It ain't like you didn't know
rent was coming.
Like, duh, man. Duh. Like, what else?
Number two, sympathy seekers. I hate sympathy seeking sneakerheads. I hate when you know that somebody has like 1,000 things, 500 pairs of shoes. And is like, I'm so broke. Well, you have every Dornbacher, you have every Ben, you have every Yeezy. Sell it.
I hate when people ask me to donate money.
I hate it when people ask me to donate money when I know that they have stuff to sell.
To stuff. Like,
and then the next week they have shoes. New ones.
Ah, I can't stand when somebody is like, bro, you know, donate money to this. He's struggling. I'm like, dude, he just posted his entire family wearing
11s.
11s. Like, his entire family has.
He's laced up.
Like, is laced up. But you're going to tell me, like, yo, he lost his job. I don't care.
I don't care.
Like, I don't.
Sell your stuff.
I don't have sympathy for you like that. Sell your stuff.
Sell
like, it. If that's the case, sell your stuff.
Sell your stuff.
I don't care who. I'll be honest with you. I don't care who died. I don't care. Any of that. No. I have sympathy for you. Like, you know, man, I'm sorry that happened
to
you. You
can't get your life together.
But I'm not going to give you money for your funeral, for your uncle who, you know, whatever. I'm not.
No.
Like, and especially if you sitting around stunned in, you know, South Beach 8s and Thunder, Lightning 11, 4s and
yeah.
Tokyo 5. Like, no, you sell your stuff. Interested in your hard times. Period.
You and I have actual careers. We actually go to work every day. We have careers. If I needed to sell everything to be able to continue on with my life, that's what I would have to do.
I would have no choice. Now, I'll admit, I'm going to try to figure out something before having to do that.
Like,
I am. I'm going to try to figure something out. But if I have to, I have no choice.
Yeah. And that's it's not going to be starting a GoFundMe.
No.
So, number one. The most annoying thing that sneakerheads do, and I feel like most sneakerheads do this, and the funny thing about it is that they do it to impress other grown men. I fucking hate sneakerhead lies. I hate lies about not only just like shoes, like lies about like girls, shoes, clothes, cars, what you have, what you're going to get, where you got it, how much you paid, what's coming, what happened to you. Sneakerheads lie constantly. Sneakerheads might be the worst liars in the world.
See, that's the problem. A lot of them are lying. They're just awful at lying.
They're awful at lying.
Like, we talked about this with being in a camp out.
Yes.
That you don't hear, if you want to hear the most lying on earth, go to a sneaker camp, an overnight one. Yes. I don't mean, like, actually, you can be out there for 30 minutes.
You can be out there for 30 minutes.
You're going to hear the most lies ever, all right?
Ever.
I don't like, and I don't even want to say necessarily these are lies, but I hate when, like, I even see somebody post up, like, they post a picture of like their Concords and somebody always has to say something like, yo, I'm glad I got 5 pairs of those. Like, yeah. I hate that. Yo, I'm so glad I got 19 pairs of, like, it's like, dude, like, you don't got to say nothing, bro. Like, nobody knows you got them and nobody knows you don't have them.
No.
I don't need to hear what you had in your cart, I don't care. Like, it's fine if it's like every once in a while, but bro, sneakerhead lies are the worst.
They're the worst lies. And not only are they the worst lies, but it's like, why do you lie so hard to impress other grown men? Like, they're not even girls there to impress. Like,
I don't even know if they're trying to impress. I mean, I guess they are trying to impress.
Maybe they're just liars.
They're just, it's a competition.
It is a competition.
Yes. Like, it's a thing. Like, if you could get a ooh or a ah, if you could say, man, I had 4 pairs of Lightning 4s, or DS, I just give them away. Give them away retail, you know, to the homies. That's how I do it. Bro, all right, slap yourself in the face. All right, like, I don't look at you. You tell me something like that, I think you're a moron. I don't think you're tight. I don't think you're like, man, this guy is tight. Well, he gave away 4 Lightnings retail. No, you're a moron, all right? And you're a liar.
What about a guy that would have sold 2 band ones for $500 each?
What? I sold for $700 each.
Okay.
Facts, all right? But still, like, you know what? That might be good. I might have told that story 1 too many times. That might be the last time you ever hear me bring up those 2 band ones.
That story goes in the vault.
That one goes in the vault, no, because I say that, and I'll be honest with you. Like I said, we do these. I've done these before.
Yeah,
I tell that story just to be clear. I've had those band ones.
And I've told the story about getting the phone call to go pick up a Royal One and passing on it because I spent too much that day and calling back and it being sold just to prove that I should have and could have gotten for retail. And I've done it.
And we've all done it.
And it's not a lie. It's a true story, but it's like, why do I have to tell people that?
Like, even when we went to go get Concords, me and George had like
already, a trunk full.
And it's kind of like when we went to go to Nike, we copped two. We're all already coming. And we got two more waiting.
Why just tell people that?
It's not necessary. We've all done it.
So look.
But I've never taken out my shoes and put them in a circle and took a picture and put them on Instagram.
I have never taken out my circle. The worst offense I've done related to that is 1 year in $8 sign you, I got caught up in the top five pickups and I pulled out my top five shoes.
That doesn't count.
Why?
That doesn't count.
Because I sought out five shoes and I put them and I took a picture and I put it in there.
Yeah, because it's a reason.
Okay.
It's not like somebody takes out all their phone posits on a random day and puts them around the swimming pool and says. It's not like some. And for no reason.
And got a ladder.
Oh my. Yo. Cass, have you taken them aerial views? Stop. All right. Stop it. All right. I just don't get it. I've seen pictures where I've like, you know what? I know for a fact they made a mess in this room of sneakers to make it look like chaos because there was no reason for this room to be messed up. I've seen a picture of a living room with sneakers everywhere. I'm like, there's no way your living room looks like this. There's no way. And they're just standing there. And they're standing there wearing like Supreme underwear and like a Gucci t-shirt. Like, it's like, come on, bruh. Stop being a liar. Just be yourself. Be a regular sneakerhead. I got nothing else. You got anything else?
Stop being annoying, sneakerheads.
Stop being annoying. And we're going to work on it, too. All right? Maybe we're annoying.
We should work on stuff. Yeah, we're annoying. If we're annoying, tell us why we're annoying in the comments below.
And I actually don't mind if we are annoying. I don't. But I'm just saying, we've done all this.
We've been doing it. Check out Kicks for Kids this weekend.
Check out the IG.
We said it earlier. Shout out to the homies. Shout out to everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
That's the sneak diss.